also present the hosts a few days afterwards, naturally, with an album of that evening, which I think will be very, very interesting. And the whole evening, throughout the whole evening, there will be very good wines offered by Gerard Hanratty, the champagne reception offered by Verlings, Irish coffee to finish off the meal. And what I think I'm expecting and I'm waiting a lot on is a true Arabian musician kind of entertaining the guest, as well as Amanda Gibson, and doing her her dance of the seven veils. Am I pronouncing it rightly? I think I am. It's the dance of the seven veils.
The dance of the seven veils.
I'd say that will be the clue of the evening.
Okay, let me just take over this bit of paper here and let's see what the bidding is doing so far. The bidding situation stands right now at, I think it's £2,000, the last bid received there, and that came in from Derek Walsh. There's another bid just been popped over the top there. No, it's Derek Walsh's bid of £2,000. We're just trying to locate some telephone numbers here so we can get a couple of people on the line. I think now's the time that we would like to get Frank Horton on the line and possibly Derek Walsh on the other. I do believe Mary McGovern has dropped out of the race at this stage. So it looks like it's down to the two finalists. The two finalists being Frank Horton, who was the underbidder last year when he just got pipped at the post.
I remember this very well.
Yes, and so he decided this year that he was going to be right on top, but he's come up against a very formidable opponent, and that is in the form of Derek Walsh, who runs Pika's Nightclub in Dunleary. Now, let's see what we have here. Derek Walsh is in with the bid of £2,000, and Frank Horton is in with a bid of £1,950. So it looks like, Frank, you're going to come up on the telephone and give us a ring on 333-4364, or better still, perhaps we can get him lined up here at the station. I think they're trying to get Frank on the phone right now. So while we're waiting for Frank, let's have a little piece of music, shall we? Okay, music it is.
The striped jacket of true love's fine, bang bang. If you're Houdini in your spare time, bang bang. Lord Nell and Lady Hamilton, they fought for love. When he come home from the war, he give a what for love. A mighty fall when love has called. Vampire friends desire to lust, flame, flame. They fall on necks, then fall in love, pang, pang. The Marquis de Sade was happy with a stroke of love. Sherlock Holmes alone preferred a little toke of love.
Bang, bang, the mighty fall. Bang, bang, when love is called.
Tony and Cleo struck out for the Frio down Egypt's way. But Caesar had squeezed her in Rome on his quilt for a day. Hey, hey. Now Anthony got really angry. But old Caesar's hanky panky. She told him she'd use him, and boy did she abuse him. Fall in love and blew him away. Bang, bang, the mighty fall. Bang, bang, when love is cold. Bang, bang, the mighty fall. Bang, bang. Na 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 na. Sam and Delilah, they both, we should file under fool. Cause when the temples start to crumble, Sammy for his comb did fumble. Life was in a ruin, she loved Johnny Fruin. Fall in love and blew him away.
Bang, bang, when love has called. Bang, bang, the mighty fall. Bang, bang, the mighty fall.
Yeah, one of the star items is about to go here at Sunshine 101. We're going to deal with this immediately after the ad break and the news. We're currently trying to communicate on the telephone with Frank Horton and get Derek Walsh on the lines, but their lines are engaged. They must be trying to ring through to us at the moment. You get these situations. If you are trying to ring through to us at the moment, I tell you what, hang up, let us contact you, okay? That's Frank Horton and Derek Walsh. We'll try and contact you, and we'll be back right after the ad break and the news with the final situation on this evening extravaganza. Got Francois here in the studio, so hang in for that.
You earthlings, very strange, putting paint with brush on frames of windows in houses. Evidence of no solution to problem.
Yes, there is. Global windows.
Global windows. Insufficient data.
Global aluminium windows and doors implement the Baco Glaze designer range, are 100% draft and maintenance free, promise an end to painting and decorating, and are backed by a 10-year guarantee for parts and labor.
Global. Brilliant concept. Almost cosmic in its brilliance.
Call 308882 today and get a better view of the world through Global Windows.
Here's an announcement. The Victor Hotel, Rochestown Avenue, Dunleary, now has a superb carvery lunch for as little as £3. Have roast beef the way you like it done, a glass of wine, and our mouth-watering desserts from the trolley. Southsiders note, and do pay us a visit and see for yourself. Best value in town, fast, efficient, and friendly service. Vouchers accepted, ample parking. All at the Victor Hotel, Rochestown Avenue, Dunleary. Phone 853-555. That's 853-555.
Let Kenny's Auto Crash Repair transform your car. Kenny's, the experts in auto body work and panel beating, also provide a superb spray paint service with perfect colour matching. Kenny's Auto Crash Repairs, Church Road, Malahide. Phone 453326. That's 453326.
Slip into style this season with coordinated separates from Miss Anna Boutique at McBurney's.
It's 9 o'clock.
Sunshine 101.
Petrol prices go up in Britain. Good evening, this is Eimear Dolan. In Britain, Shell announced today that the price of its four-star petrol will be increased by between 9 and 14 pence a gallon. They say they're increasing their prices because they're cutting their subsidy to retailers. Last month, Shell UK reported profits of £240 million for 1982, and that was after tax. At home, two Fine Gael TDs have called for a reduction of at least 20 pence in the price of petrol. Maurice Manning and David Maloney say that the prices are being kept at an artificially high level. They're planning to raise the matter in the Dáil. The Minister for Health and Social Welfare, Mr. Barry Desmond, has criticised the payment of workers in loans to avoid making PAYE and PRSI deductions. He said that this practice was highly irregular and could have severe consequences for workers and employers. Mr. Desmond said that workers who don't make the payments could lose their entitlement to social welfare payments. Employers who don't make the deductions will be liable, he said, for the full amount not deducted. The national bus workers' strike planned for next Sunday has been called off. The dispute, which hasn't been completely resolved, is over proposed cuts in services on some routes. The company agreed today to defer any cutbacks, and they'll have further talks with the union on Monday. The Soviet Union expelled a British journalist and a diplomat. This follows last week's expulsion from Britain of three Soviets. Assistant Air Attaché David Williams and Financial Times correspondent Anthony Robinson have been given a week to leave Moscow. Mr. Robinson only left Britain this morning to return to Moscow after visiting London. At the International Socialist Congress in Albufeira, Portugal today, the Swedish Prime Minister said that the high level of unemployment in the West could pose a threat to democracy. He said that young people had the right to be full employed members of society and that if their needs weren't met, they could look to alternate systems. The Congress criticised Britain and the US for adopting economic policies that they said led to increased unemployment. And finally, a report by a government working party proposes that disabled people be allowed vote by post. It recommends that the postal voting facility also be extended to people whose work prevents them from voting in person. It suggests that temporary ramps be provided at polling booths to facilitate the disabled. This is Syndicated Radio News Service Dublin. Our next bulletin is at 10 o'clock.
Sunshine 101, Robbie Dale.
There's a touch of Bow Wow Wow here at Sunshine 101. And we're into the final excitement of the evening before we sort of close down our Easter auction aid of the Central Media Clinic this evening. The first 12-hour session has gone extremely well. We must thank each and every one of you for being so generous and buying so many items today. We'll be back tomorrow, and tomorrow we've got, oh, really some quite incredible items to sell you. We've got a fabulous holiday in Portugal, which was given to us by JWT. We've also got that super Opel Corsa car donated to us by Michael Grant Motors. Now, with a little bit of luck right now, we're hoping to get Derek Walsh and Frank Horton on the line. Let's see what we're doing right now. Hello, good evening. Hello.
Hello.
Ah, yes. Who do I have here?
Frank Horton,
Hi, Frank. Good evening.
Hello, Robbie.
Welcome to the program. Well, here in the studio with me, Frank, I have Francois.
Hi.
And the bidding so far, Frank, stands like this. You've been topped by £50 by Derek Walsh.
Yeah.
Your last bid was £1,950 for the evening extravaganza.
Yeah.
Derek Walsh came back and he rounded off to £2,000. So that's where we stand right now. Now, hopefully we've got Derek Walsh there on another line. We're having a little bit of difficulty with the lines at the moment, so perhaps you can bear with us a little bit, Frank, can you?
I'll hold on while you get Derek, Robbie.
Right, okay, fine stuff.
Okay.
Francois, I'll have a little talk among us here. They're motioning away there. I think they're trying to get Derek Walsh on the other line there. Ask Derek Walsh to... I've got a message here just been passed to me. If Derek could please contact... the CRC, to ring the CRC, we cannot contact him at the moment. The line that he was at is playing up, and so we have a little bit of difficulty there. I tell you what, I think the best thing, Frank, is if you can hang on there for a while, we'll slip another record in, and we'll try and tie up with Derek. Derek most probably has heard the message. He's been genuinely bidding this evening. And the other bidders seem to have dropped out at this stage. So it's down to you, Frank, and Derek Walsh. Derek having the last bid in at the moment of £2,000.
Yep.
All right?
Okay, well, I'll hold on while you find him, Robbie, okay?
Right, thank you, Frank.
Thank you.
Grateful for that. Let's have a bit of music. Monsieur Francois, it looks as though we are arriving at the climax of our extravaganza
we're
sale right
coming
now.
Near the end now.
Okay, right, we've managed in fact to get the two gentlemen who are in the final running for the evening extravaganza
mm-hmm.
on the lines right now, and joining us on the programme, first of all we have Frank Horton. Frank, are you there? Good evening. Hello, Frank, speak to Robbie. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, grand, we've arrived, okay. And I gather on the other line I've got Derek Walsh. Derek, are you there?
I am, Robbie, yes.
Right. On one side, we have Frank. Frank, can we ask you something about yourself? Where are you from?
Well, where am I from? I'm living in Stillorgan, Robbie.
You're living in Stillorgan?
Yes.
And in that case, you're another Southsider, because Derek Walsh is also a Southsider. He runs the Peakers Club in Dunleary.
Good evening, Derek.
So say hello to each other.
Hello, Derek. How are you?
Two
hello,
fine
Derek.
Gentlemen here who are giving lots of support to the Central Remedial Clinic.
Right.
On the left hand here, I have Frank Horton. Let me introduce you to Derek Walsh. Derek, Frank, Frank, Derek.
How are you?
All right, now, I think we don't need to really repeat what this is all about, do we, and go through the items that are included in the extravaganza, but perhaps we'll just recap on it, because we want to enthuse both of you to perhaps top it up by another few pounds, because it's all going to the Central Remedial Clinic. What, in fact, you're bidding for tonight, gentlemen, is a situation where Francois here is with me in the studio, and myself, we started this ball rolling 3 years ago. Our first evening extravaganza last year, we raised £1,050 for it. Each and every year, it grows a little bit bigger and more things get involved. So basically, it is a meal for 20 of your guests. You decide exactly who is going to attend, and we supply the food, wine, and in this particular one, you're also getting a champagne reception, which has been sponsored by Verlings. And then there's a 17-piece, the Hot City Orchestra, who play tremendous music. They're a big a brassy band. They play music like Glenn Miller and that sort of stuff. And they've appeared many times out here at the Sands, and so we know just how good they are. There's Dickie Bird, and Dickie Bird is an artist, and he, in fact, will be painting a portrait of the hostess of the evening. Then there's Martina Meehan, and she has a little choir, and they sing fabulous songs. Bobby Best, the well-known Northside photographer, is for some reason going to dress up as a pirate, and then he's going to take photographs of you and your guests and present you with a commemoration album so that you'll never forget this great night you have. Then there is an Arabian musician, and he's going to play music to the performance of The Dance of the Seven Veils by the lovely Amanda Gibson. And she, in fact, is well known for her performances as a disco dancer, but she's apparently also very good at doing the Dance of the Seven Veils. Francois extremely assures good. Me of that.
Extremely good.
And then rounding off the evening, the Hanratty family from the Hoth Lodge have decided that they will contribute Irish coffees for one and all. Okay, so there we are. That's what we're dealing with right now. And I'm sure between now and then, Francois will come up with one or two other unique ideas.
You never know. I'll come up with some ideas. Actually, it's the wine, Robbie.
Yes.
The wine is given by the Hanratty family.
Oh, it's the wine.
Yes, the Irish coffee is naturally a part of the evening.
I see.
You said you did Irish coffees beautifully, so it'll be actually, I think, your job.
Well, that is the situation. Right, Derek and Frank, there you are. That's what you're bidding for. On top of that, of course, you get the services of all these people free. Francois is going to bring along a very fine French chef. That's Arvi. He is the chef here at the Sands. Then you got myself dressed up as a butler. And I can guarantee you that last year and the year before, these evenings were extremely successful, and the guests that came along really enjoyed themselves. Now, on top of all that, you can have the function at your home or a home of your friend. Mm-hmm. I hope that you've got a home or a home of a friend has a home where you can have the champagne reception, say, on the lawn and listen to the music of the Hot City Orchestra, and then we dine and really enjoy ourselves generally. And all the cash that is raised goes to the Central Remedial Clinic. Now, there it is. We've got two fine gentlemen on the line right now. One, Frank Horton. On the other hand, I've got Derek Walsh. Now, the last bid that came in was from you, Derek, right?
That's right, Robbie.
Right, Derek, you gave us a bid of £2,000.
That's right.
So really now we've got to throw the situation open to Frank Horton. Frank.
Well, I've got to go a little bit better, haven't I, Robbie?
Okay, go ahead.
Let's make it £2,100.
£2,100 is the last bid we have there, and that came in from Frank Horton. Are you going to do anything about that, Derek?
Well, unless Frank wants to have it completely private to himself, but prepare to throw something back at him, Robbie. And it should help the Central Medical Clinic as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that I will stand firm on my bid for £2,000.
Yeah.
But I will, if I'm successful, I will donate the 20 tickets, we'll call them now, for tomorrow's auction, going out at a minimum of £100 each.
Yeah.
And the venue will be Peaker's.
All right, I see your idea there. Now, that's something we didn't actually include in our ideas, Derek, but you're saying that what you will do is you'll make those tickets. Haven't you got sort of 20 people who would come up with the £20 or the £100 ahead?
Well, not offhand. I could, all right. I'm sure we could auction it in Peaker's, but I'm giving Frank a chance. If he wants to come back and buy the 20 tickets off me.
Yeah. I see. He's a cute one, is that Derek Walsh, you know. However, Derek, listen, it could have easily have gone down to you at £2,000 or at £1,900 because you've been bidding with us all day long, but I see your point there. So really, we're going to go back now to Frank and say, Frank, what do you think of that suggestion?
Not so keen on them. My initial reaction is not so strong on that, Robbie.
Not so strong. So really, we've got to...
I'm not sure that I like the kickback situation.
Yeah. Okay, so I tell you what, Frank, have you got your party organised?
I have indeed.
You have indeed. Yeah. So I tell you what, we're going to put it down to you, unless Derek would like to come in now and make a further bid. Derek, what do you think? Are you there, Derek?
Yes.
What do you think? Is it going to go down to Frank Horton?
Well, I'll go the 2-2.
You're going to... He's a tackle. He's going the 2-2. Oh, my goodness. 2002 is the last bid there from Derek Walsh. Frank, I think it's going to be yours, you know, Frank.
Really?
Yeah, I do. 2002 is Derek Walsh's bid.
We're just evening it off into another quarter. 2,250.
Right, that sounds like a nice round bid there. £2,250 from Frank Horton for the evening extravaganza. £2,250. Derek?
I think you'd have to pay a little bit more for his guests. I think we better go 2-3.
Oh, God.
Well, indeed, a performance here from Derek Walsh all of a sudden. Marvellous stuff. Okay, Derek, we can't refuse your bid because every penny's going to charity. So there we have a bid of £2,300 from Derek Walsh of Peakers. Now, Frank.
Oh, I see.
Frank, you were picked to the post last year. What about this year?
Somebody's going to say yours. Okay, £2,350.
£2,350. And that is a bid in there from Frank Horton. His bid stands at £2,350. Robbie's getting rather tired at this stage. The old voice is going. So we're going to have to wind this one up pretty quickly, hopefully. £2,350, Frank Horton's bid for the evening extravaganza. Where do we stand now, Derek Walsh?
Well, I think I'll have to let Frank have it at that, but I'll throw in my usual £150 anyway, Robbie, to make it 2.5.
You will?
I will, yeah.
Well, that's extremely generous. I like the idea of that. That means we're actually going to end up with, like, £2,500 for this. Isn't that right, Derek?
Well, I will donate. I wish Frank all the best, and I'll donate £150, and sure, never know, I'll probably be on to you again tomorrow.
Hey, Derek, tremendous stuff. Now, that was Derek Walsh there, the man that runs the Peakers restaurant in Dunleary. What he's saying there is he's backing out at this stage, and he's going to let it go to Frank Horton. But what Derek has, in fact, offered is that he'll throw £150 in on top so that we've rounded out at £2,500. Frank, how do you feel about that?
Well, I'm very pleased, of course, Robbie.
Well, Frank, I can assure you that you're going to get...
Somebody had to do it.
...an absolutely super
okay.
evening.
I also would like to say thanks at this stage, Robbie, to all the dealers in the banks in Dublin who have backed me and been able to make this bid.
Tremendous stuff.
They've all come along, and all of them have made a part subscription towards this. And our company deals with all these guys, and they've all been very generous in coming forward.
Okay.
...a few quid towards making this bid. So thanks to them.
Right.
And looking forward to the evening.
Just hang on there for a moment, Frank. We're just going to confirm this bid here and now. £2,350 is the bid we're accepting for the evening extravaganza. It has been made by Frank Horton. And Frank, we here at Sunshine Radio, on behalf of the Central Remedial Clinic, are really absolutely delighted with your bid of £2,350. We know you're going to have a marvellous night because we put a lot of effort into seeing that you get that super night. And Lady Golding, is she possibly on the line right now? No, she will be a little later on. Okay, well, we'll see what we can do about that. Okay, Frank, meanwhile, let us thank you and Francois over there.
Certainly, thank you very much, Frank.
Okay,
it's fantastic, and we'll certainly do our best. Actually, I have a bottle of champagne ready. We'll have to meet some night in the stands here and kind of discuss of that evening, so
okay,
hoping to see you.
Okay,
Frank Horton, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much.
We'll be in touch with you to arrange the whole extravaganza.
Thank you very much indeed.
And thank you, Derek.
Bye now.
The Central Remedial Clinic auction is better off tonight by another £2,350, Frank Horton and friends. Good night. We continue again tomorrow. I'm
Island hoppers. They wander freely in the footsteps of the gods, hopping from one sun-soaked Greek island to the next. And you too can join them by booking a Greek island wanderer holiday with Club Travel. We have direct flights from Dublin every week, booking you into quaint tavernas and fishing villages that most other tourists will never see. It starts with a brochure from Club Travel in 30 Lower Abbey Street.
Tom Hogan, the family butcher, Terranure Village, is now open on Sundays between 10 and 3 p.m. with a great selection of delicious meats, roast chickens, seafood, in fact, everything for that perfect meal. So why not drop in and see Tom Hogan, your everyday family butcher?
Room at the top? We can turn your dream of extra room into a reality. Come and see for yourself Ireland's only attic conversion showroom. Visit the Attic Conversion Centre, Unit L, Baldoyle Industrial Estate, and we're open 7 days a week. The room at the top. See it now at the Attic Conversion Centre, Baldoyle Industrial Estate.
Tired of dreary pool halls? Then make a break to Zhivago's new exclusive snooker club with its 20 full-size professional tables and its private executive suites. A limited number of memberships are now available, so get yourself down to Zhivago's or phone 767-654. That's 767-654. Zhivago Snooker Club, for people who want to enjoy their sport.
Sunshine Radio, 539.
I've been too long wandering in the wilderness.
stereo. This is the FM leader,
Sunshine 101.
Hello, yeah, it's been a while, not much. How about you? I'm not sure why I called. I guess I really just wanted to talk to you. And I was thinking maybe later on we could get together for a while. It's been such a long time and I really do miss your smile.
I'm not talking about moving in and I don't want to change your life. But there's a warm wind blowing, the stars around,
and I'd really love to see you tonight. Go walking through Windy Park, take a drive along the beach, or stay at home and watch TV. You see, it really doesn't matter much to me.
I'm not talking about moving in and I don't want to change your life. But there's a warm wind blowing, the stars around, and I'd really love to see you tonight. I won't ask for promises, so you don't have to lie. We both played that game before. Say I love you, then say goodbye. I'm not talking about moving in, and I don't want to change your life. But there's a warm window, stars around, and I'd really love to see you tonight. I'm not talking about moving in, and I don't want to change your life. But there's a warm wind blowing, the stars around, and I'd really love to see you tonight.